Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. We are here to get your business right. And the way that we do that is we remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. And we are all up in your business.
Okay. When did you add that?
Just now.
Just now? We're going to get up in your business?
Get all up in your business. No?
What are you thinking? Where'd that come from?
Just right. Like
something you want to say, something you want to address here? Got something on your mind?
Nope.
Up in your business. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. But we are going to help you become more creative in the next 10 minutes.
More creative?
More creative. Right?
This isn't your adult coloring book thing, is it?
What's wrong with the adult coloring book thing?
How much time do we have?
You don't have... what's wrong with coloring? What is wrong with coloring?
No, you're trying to trap me into saying something over the air that I'm not going to...
Right?
No.
It's crayons, it's paper. How can you have an issue with crayons and paper?
It's adults.
Coloring. Like, are you too old for that? Sorry, you can't do that? Can't play anymore because you're old?
No, I can play. No.
Old and stuffy.
Don't do that with your voice.
Old and stuffy,
look what's happening to your lips and your nose.
Right? You're too old to play?
No, I'm not too old to play. No.
To enjoy life, to have color.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Larry
Apparently
Kim.
We are getting all up in your business.
Just yours, Eric.
Okay.
Larry Kim, who's the founder and CTO of World Stream, says creativity is developed. You're not necessarily born with it. So maybe, Eric, you need to dip into your creative side.
I'm very creative.
Do you color?
Heck no.
All right. So I don't always think of myself as creative. In fact, for years, I didn't think I was because I thought of creativity kind of in the art world, art and music. And so I don't play an instrument. I can't sing. I don't read music. I can't draw. I'm not artistic. I just, the arts and music side of it, I didn't really have that. Not me.
Yeah.
You know, when I see something on Pinterest or back in my day, it was, Martha Stewart, I could try and copy and mimic, but to be creative and think of that on my own, I would have never got there on my own. And it wasn't until recently that I realized that I am creative, but in my own sense, when it comes to business creativity, marketing ideas and office filing systems and my own business systems. I'm very creative in that space. But when we think about being creative, we can outsource everything. You can delegate and outsource everything to another company, to somebody else can do for pretty much everything except for one thing.
Which is?
Your creativity. You cannot outsource and delegate creativity.
Oh.
That's what makes us innovative. That's actually what develops and hones our leadership skills. That's what creates differentiation between in the marketplace. It's our creativity that really sets us head and shoulders. So if you haven't created anything recently,
right,
we're going to help you unlock your creativity in just the next couple of minutes.
For me, it usually starts with this phrase, here, hold my beer.
I've seen those memes about the weather for Colorado, and I know other states have it too, where it's like sunny and snowy and rainy, like all in one day. You can't have all that, all those temperatures in one day, and Colorado says, here, hold my beer.
That's right.
All right, well, here's some things that you can do to get your creativity juices flowing, so to speak. And the first one is to doodle something.
Doodle. You know, I'm on board with doodling.
You are?
Absolutely.
I actually expected something really rude out of you, but yeah, it actually enhances recall. It activates your unique neurological pathways. It leads to new insights, cognitive breakthroughs. Some companies even encourage doodling during meetings.
I think that's, I would encourage doodling during meetings. Because when you doodle, you see, you're looking for an innuendo and it's not here today. When you doodle, you actually do trigger some creativity that goes on, and some of the most amazing ideas have been doodled on napkins and then turned into business.
I think I like you not on coffee.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. Eric's been coffee-free for 3 days and no innuendos. I think I'm liking caffeine-free Eric. All right, here's another thing you can do to boost your creativity. Sign up for a class in something you've never done before.
I agree with that as well. I think that's a fantastic idea.
You know, oddly agreeable. He's so agreeable today. Again, caffeine-free Eric, not feisty.
Sign up for a kids building.
He's like, wait for it.
You'll know when I say, are you ready? Signing up for a class, doing something you've never done before. I've got a friend who is an art instructor. And, that kind of a thing, it takes you way out of your comfort zone. And when you're out of your comfort zone, you are open to new ideas.
Yeah. What was the last thing you signed up for or a class you signed up for or tried something new to learn? Can you recall?
I'm struggling. Let me think on that.
Okay. I'll let you get back to it. Yeah. I went scuba diving earlier.
Oh, sure.
This year.
Yeah, you did.
Huge out of Angel's comfort zone.
Way out of Angel's comfort zone.
Huge. But, it just kind of unlocks and kind of let you know, okay, I'm unstoppable if I'm willing to step out of a comfort zone to do this, right? Go to one of those painting classes where, you have to paint the thing.
Yeah.
I actually did pretty good at that, too.
It's been a while for me, but I think I took a language class to learn a foreign language.
So learning a new language, picking up a new instrument, painting, pottery, cooking, anything, scuba diving, motorcycle riding, skydiving.
No, you can't lift the sky. You can dive out of it.
Right. Okay. All right. Here's another way you can boost your creativity. If you just feel yourself as just in a little bit of a rut and you just want to open up those brain fires, those synapses in your brain, create the right environment. And so when we think about, the kids' environments, what do? We put lots of, playthings, to stimulate. We put lots of color, a lot of stuff for free play, crayons and blocks,
this
and
goes
things
along
that can
with,
boost their imagination.
Right. And for adults, this goes along with your advice to me to fold my laundry and get it off the bed so that I stop blocking love. Create the right environment.
Yes. And for that, to create the right environment. But when we're talking about your creative environment, do you have items at work that boost your creativity, that get people just out of the mundane and, maybe in a space where they can actually get together and play with Play-Doh or blocks?
I don't do it that way, but I do. I enjoy like web design or video creation. Mm-hmm. That gets me out of the zone of where I'm comfortable and into the constant learning.
Karaoke. You should karaoke.
I believe that is a sin.
A sin?
Go ahead. Move on.
We should have a karaoke machine at the office.
We should not have a karaoke machine at the office.
I agree with you. I don't think so either. All right. How about this one? Pause the brainstorming. This is going to be counterintuitive to what you think boosting your creativity is. But pause the brainstorming to move your body. So instead of all sitting around a boardroom going, okay, what's your idea? Okay, writing that down and mind mapping it and all sitting around a table. Get outside. Go for a walk. Physically shift yourself, dancing, ice skating, roller skating, where you're just outside wiggling your body around.
Wiggling your body.
Right? Physical movement.
I can do that.
Shown to have a positive effect on creative thinking. It actually helps you to generate all sorts of new ideas. And we've all had this happen. You know, you're sitting at your computer, you're sitting in a room and you're, okay, what's your best idea? And right. because we're like scrunching, we're like thinking so hard, like scrunching our brain and we can't come up with it. But as soon as we walk away and, you know, we're just walking to the car or we're walking the dog yep. or blow drying
Change
our
of
hair,
scenery.
It's like, oh my gosh, I think I've got the greatest idea right
there you
now.
Go. There's a fine line, folks, between wiggling your body and jiggling your body. And I do both. I run that line very carefully. But be careful.
Well, exercising.
Yes.
Very jiggly.
Very jiggly. And I'll tell you something. I know the part of my body that I absolutely hate the most, that spare tire thing. Hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it. But
my, but it's mine, my, and I nope. pet it, and I love it,
no,
and I call him
no,
Fred.
No, I do not. No.
Oompa Loompa.
But I'll tell you this. My guns? Yeah.
Like your, uh-huh. your, what are these, the biceps?
The biceps and the triceps and the, yeah. yeah mm-hmm.
What about them?
Rock solid. And yeah. I don't know what this one is here, the little,
deltoid?
The, is that a deltoid?
I don't know.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Can I see?
No.
No?
No.
You're sitting here telling us how good it is, but no, you don't want to show?
Correct.
Why not?
Seriously, you want me to show you my deltoid?
Well, I don't know. Why not? I mean, do you have a t-shirt on under there,
t-shirt.
Right? Yeah. So I'm not asking you to like,
all right.
He's too sexy for his shirt.
Come
okay,
on.
So while Eric's going to show us his guns, his biceps, yeah. his deltoids, and all
right.
his good shouldery stuff,
mm-hmm.
we're going to talk a little bit more about keeping creative ways to boost your creativity.
All right. oh, look.
Role-playing.
Hold on.
Role-playing is another great way. It actually... Oh, look, here comes the guns.
There
and
it is.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Right?
Where did you hide those?
Can I angle it?
Can you angle it? Okay, so Eric's got
right?
some pretty good biceps
oh, yeah.
right there. Yeah, you should be proud. Bowser. Right from Sha-na-na. You could totally play that guy.
We got to go.
What's your t-shirt say?
We're number one. We're the only one.
Oh.
Nihilist Collision Center.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. hold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the home of positive business talk. We do want to interact with you. Go ahead and connect with us on our Facebook Live video.
Well, we're here to talk about what CVS Health is doing in this fourth quarter. They've actually just launched their fourth consecutive in-store fundraising campaign at locations nationwide to benefit Stand Up to Cancer and its ongoing efforts to accelerate the pace of cancer research. More than $15 million has been raised for Stand Up to Cancer by CVS since 2014. Mm. These critical funds have helped Stand Up to Cancer develop new effective treatments such as the immunotherapy CART therapy, which was recently approved by the FDA for treatment of a type of pediatric leukemia. And this first success could lead to similar treatments. Stand Up to Cancer supported development of treatments that received an FDA breakthrough therapy. And customers can support cancer research by donating $1 or $3 or more at the pin pad at their local CVS store. Nice. And funds raised October 29th through November 19th will support cancer research programs. And here we have with us Kathleen Lobb, who is the head of the Stand Up to Cancer PR team. With us, Kathleen, welcome to Experience Pros.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's our privilege to have you, and we support in anything that will eradicate cancer quicker. Kathleen, tell us a little bit about the campaign to Stand Up to Cancer. Where did it start, and where is it at?
Sure. So Stand Up to Cancer was launched almost 10 years ago, and the basic idea, it's a movement, really, where we have work to make sure that each and every person knows that they can do something to support scientists bringing new therapies to the patients who so desperately need them. And it's an innovative model of research. Our scientists work as members of teams across different institutions around the country and even, you know, in other countries. And different disciplines as well. So this campaign that CVS Pharmacy is doing with us is just a wonderful way that people all over the country can help support this life-saving cancer research.
You know, I think when we see the numbers of $15 million has been raised in the last 3 years, you know, the last three campaigns that you have done, just by donating $1 or $3 or a little bit, you know, rounding up at the pin pad, it makes such a difference. And so I think so often we think, well, my little bit isn't going to go a long way. But Kathleen, you are seeing that with a lot of people come together, it makes a huge difference, yes?
That is absolutely true, and I think this is an approach that really makes it, easy for the average person to support this cancer research literally when they go to a CVS pharmacy.
Now, you guys actually have a sweepstakes as well and some prizes that you're kind of encouraging and people to take part in the Stand Up to Cancer campaign, yes?
Absolutely, we do. You know, and you were talking about the value of a dollar, one thing that we've done this year is we have a fun video that we developed with the Funny or Die website that really illustrates how a single dollar can make a difference. And the sweepstakes that you're talking about, when CVS customers take a selfie and post it either, on their Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag value of a dollar and hashtag promotion, that's what triggers being entered into this sweepstakes for a chance to win a pretty amazing Hollywood experience, a trip for two to attend the world premiere of the new Jumanji movie, Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle, that stars Dwayne Johnson and Jack Black and Kevin Hart. And, it will be the attending the world premiere and a tour for two of Sony Studios and, the flight and the hotel and all of that. So I think a really fun Hollywood experience that everyone who, takes the selfie and enters will have an opportunity potentially to win.
All right, so let's reiterate then what they need to do in order to do that. You want to take a selfie of yourself and use the hashtag value of a dollar and hashtag promotion. That's your entry. Can they do multiples or is it one per person?
One per person.
All right, one per person. And then you get the ultimate Hollywood experience, getting a trip to Los Angeles, flights and hotel included, to see the world premiere of the brand new Jumanji remake, Welcome to the Jungle. Great great deal. Back to supporting the cancer clinical trials and so on. Talk about the importance, if you will, Kathleen, about supporting these clinical trials and advancing science to the patient.
It really, makes all the difference in the world. Stand Up to Cancer, we, in the less than 10 years that we've been at this, we already have 5 treatments that have been approved by the FDA. And, we have so many patients who really were at a point where they didn't have other options, participated in Stand Up, clinical trials and now have no evidence of disease.
Wow.
So, this contribution just makes a world of difference in terms of enabling the scientists to develop these new treatments for the patients who just desperately need them.
Mm.
Could I go back? I want to clarify what I said about the sweepstakes. So you get one entry for each post, and you can post once per day on either of those platforms.
All right. Very, very good.
Right.
Twitter and Instagram. Yep.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. Because I know sometimes we get all excited and, we want to make sure we follow the rules and play by the rules. But what a fun, what a fun prize to actually go behind the scenes and have, be a part of that. The world premiere. I didn't even know there was another Jumanji. How many Jumanji movies are there?
I think this is the remake. Go ahead, Kathleen.
I think that's right. But it's such a fun movie, and what an incredible cast. Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart are quite a pair, and then to add Jack Black into the mix, I think it will be fantastic.
Well, wonderful. Well, let's all stand up to cancer. CVS Health makes it so easy. They support cancer research. When you will support cancer research when you donate a dollar, $3 or more at the pin pad at your local CVS store. And we're loving the results and how the Stand Up to Cancer movement is actually coming out and saying, this is where the money's going. This is what we're doing. And it really is making a difference. So I love that you guys are in it for the 4th campaign in a row, that you guys are sticking to it and that it is super effective. Is there anything else, Kathleen, we want to let our listeners know today about Stand Up to Cancer? Oh, wait, actually, I have to let you go, Kathleen. Sorry, we are up against a commercial break.
Thank
this was
you
great.
So
thank you.
All right. Stand Up to Cancer, folks. It's a good cause, and we appreciate you for supporting that at your local CVS. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
A new study from Liberty Mutual Insurance and Students Against Destructive Decisions reveals that one-third of teens think driving under the influence of marijuana is legal in states where recreational use by adults is permitted. Lead driving safety expert and technical consultant at Liberty Mutual, Mike Sample, with more.
The study indicates that teens are receiving mixed messages about the dangers of marijuana use and driving, potentially putting themselves and others at risk. Marijuana consumption can impair your driving skills, affecting motor coordination, judgment, and reaction time. Parents and teens must appreciate the importance of not driving under the influence of marijuana to help keep everyone safe on the road. Liberty Mutual Insurance and SAD encourage parents and teens to use the Teen Driving Contract as a conversation starter and discussion guide. For more information and to download the Teen Driving Contract, visit libertymutual.com/teendriving.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right. You know what I'm getting ready to do?
What's that?
Jump on a plane and go anywhere.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure you have to know where you're going in order to jump on a plane. You
is that don't a prerequisite?
I think so.
You can't just give them the money and say, go.
Just put me on anything.
Just let me go.
Just no. You've got to know. And these days, right, we can all go online, and as long as you know where you're going. Mm. And create our own travel arrangements. The internet makes it so easy because nothing's going to go wrong, right? There's not going to be any weather delays.
What could possibly
right?
go
no
wrong?
No cancellations. Nothing mm-hmm. can possibly go
Your
wrong.
Your hotel's exactly as pictured.
Right? Well, our next guest is Shelley Rempe. She's invested the last 28 years in the travel industry. She sold over $28 million in travel. She was the youngest national sales manager for Hyatt Hotels. And at 19 years old, started their national catering office. She's currently owner of Concierge Travel, where she is an event and meeting planner with a high-performing travel agent for the business and leisure travel. Shelley Rempe, welcome to Experience Pros.
Thanks, guys. I am so excited to be here and to listen to or speak with you today.
You know, we're excited as well, Shelley, and I really do. I've got the itch. I'm getting ready to just jump on a plane and go anywhere. But apparently I need a little more direction than that.
Do you ever have somebody call you and say, I just want to go somewhere? You pick the place? Or how does that work?
Usually they come to me with some kind of a plan. They have some kind of timeline of when they're able to travel, and they have an idea of where they want to go. Now, I can't say that I don't sometimes work to change their mind to benefit them, but for the most part, we do exactly what they want to do.
Is there an economical beach happening somewhere in the first couple of weeks of December?
Heck yeah. We have Black Friday sales. They're coming.
They're coming. All right. Well, Shelley, for most, I imagine, for most of your callers, they have at least a bigger clue of where they're going. And I know it is so easy to just go online and book your own travel. Let's talk about why use a travel agent, and then we're going to get to why use you as a travel agent.
The reason I tell clients to use a travel agent is just like you said, things go wrong. You don't know if a plane is going to have mechanical problems. You don't know what the weather is going to be. And if those things happen, if you've done something online, do you have somebody right there that can help you and get you back on track and get you to that business meeting that could be the biggest contract that you're going to sign of your career?
You know, your services are legendary, Shelley, believe it or not. And I've heard when things go wrong and plane flights don't get to the right destination and so on, it's nothing but a phone call, and you help come up with this workable plan B.
I do, because I have access to all of the airlines' inventories. And because of the delays that occur, I'm able to see what the next plane is that's leaving. And I have relationships with these airlines, and I've even been known to get an airline to sign their airline ticket over to another airline just so that that client can make that meeting.
Wow. And, you know, when we're talking business, right, you probably have a client on the line, a deal on the line, that if you don't have a concierge, somebody that you can call to help make that happen, it could mean the difference between you and, you know, winning that sale or losing that client. And Shelley, I think that we've, you know, because most of the time it's, you know, not really an issue, but it's when things go wrong, you're kind of like our little insurance for good travel, yes?
I am. My clients have actually given me the nickname of their personal travel concierge, and I am their insurance policy. I'm the one that they call when things don't go exactly right so that they can get done what they need to do. They're so focused on why they're traveling in that business meeting, they don't sometimes pay attention to all of the travel details that need to happen to get them to where they need to be for that meeting.
Mm. I love this. Shelley, give some contact information, if you will, please, so that our listeners can have somebody who they can trust and who will be that personal concierge for them.
Facebook's probably the easiest for your listeners. They can find me at Concierge Travel by Shelley Rempe. And if they want that personal contact, they'll be able to find my telephone number on that Facebook page.
All right.
Excellent. And so, you know, Shelley, we got to hear a little bit about your background and how passionate you are about helping your clients. Do you have, I don't know, maybe just a fun story, a testimonial of somebody who they worked with you, and if they wouldn't have been working with you, of how badly that could have gone?
Well, I'm sure you guys remember the hurricanes that happened just this past few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I had someone that was traveling to the Dominican before one and after the other. So we had to make sure their resort was okay to stay at and that the airport was able to accommodate them from the first one, which it was. And then it hit when they were supposed to come home. In a matter of a couple of hours, we were able to get their hotel stay extended by one night and get them on a plane the next day. And I'd also talked them into purchasing travel insurance, so they were able to get reimbursed for those extra expenses.
Wow.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That is brilliant. That is so brilliant. All right, Shelley, again, tell our listeners how they connect with you.
Facebook, Concierge Travel by Shelley Rempe. Give me a jingle.
There you go. Facebook.com and go look for Concierge Travel by Shelley Rempe. Now, Shelley, are there certain areas that are hotter than others as we move into the holidays?
Absolutely. I mean, when you think of travel and you realize what your weather is going to be over those winter months, you want to go someplace that's warm. Hawaii's always a hot destination. Cancun is popping. And Jamaica's a pretty good destination, too, and so are the U.S. Virgin Islands. So I hear Puerto Rico's getting back on their feet, and it's going to be a great destination here in a couple months.
You mentioned Cancun. You say that it pops during the holidays, really? Is it warm enough out there?
Oh, I think so. I know that it won't be Denver weather.
Yeah, there will not be snow.
All things in perspective, absolutely.
There
Love
will
that.
Not be
absolutely.
Snow. We for sure knew that. Well, when you work with Shelley, she has not only the experience and the relationships with the travel agents, all the other travel industries, but the best outcome for her clients when things don't go as planned. And if you've ever had to make any last minute travel arrangements, trying to call on an 800 number or something you've done and booked on yourself online, you know that this can be a deal breaker.
You know, Shelley, I got a question for you because I saw a post on your Facebook page that says, if you're traveling for Thanksgiving this year, pack your patience. This is going to be a record shattering travel year for Thanksgiving. Is that right?
It absolutely is. I saw how many millions of people they're expecting to travel over these holidays or over this Thanksgiving holiday.
28.5 million.
Yes, I know. It's kind of a joke in our family because whenever we go on family vacations, the first thing out of my mouth is, everybody pack your patience.
I've never heard that.
A lot of people. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that are going to be traveling, and if we're all patient and just work with each other, it's going to be a great experience for everybody.
You know, I've only traveled on Thanksgiving Day one time, but I ended up like an 8-hour delay.
It was the last time
I traveled on Thanksgiving. We did pack our patience, but I also packed my common sense the following year. All right, Shelley, I am so excited to have you because I know so often we think we can do it ourselves. But if you are a business owner, let's take this hat off of you being your own travel agent and let's put that hat on the professional, the expert that Shelley brings to the table. Shelley, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, and thank you for sharing me with your guests. I loved your message, and I love to follow and listen to you guys.
You bless us. Shelley Rempe, Concierge Travel by Shelley Rempe in on Facebook. Go sign up, like her page, get the phone, and give her a call. Get out of town. Do like me. Jump on a plane and go wherever you want to go. That is, hopefully, I'm going to do that in December.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Shelley.
Absolutely.
All right, Shelley, keep your eye out for big ideas for Mr. Raymer here. Thanks for being with us.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. That's Shelley Rempe. I am. I'm gonna do that in December, and I'm going to just go, maybe just a weekend, you know, just a little getaway. But there will be a beach.
There will be a beach?
Yeah.
Will there be a buddy?
Don't know.
Don't know.
Don't know.
Okay. Don't know where I'm going. Don't know when I'm going. Don't know who I'm going with, but I am going.
Dang
you
straight.
Know, it's good to have a plan.
That is a good plan. Don't knock it. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network, home of positive business talk. For the archives of this broadcast and every broadcast that we do, go check out Experience Pros either on Facebook on the Experience Pros page or experiencepros.com.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179, NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. What are your private eyes telling you?
Well, you ever want to ask somebody for a corporate favor? You know, can you get me a job at your company? Can you introduce me to the CEO?
Sure.
Can you make an introduction to, can you give my resume to so-and-so?
Oh, yeah.
Right? These are...
We get asked a lot.
A lot. Right. Well, how do you make sure that when you're asking a favor of somebody that you are actually going to get a yes? There's a book written by Molly Beck called Reach Out, the Simple Strategy You Need to Expand Your Network and Increase Your Influence. And she actually talks about asking for favors. She breaks it down into bite-sized steps so that you actually can get the yes from the favor that you want. So she says, what makes a good favor? How do you know what is a good favor to ask, right? And she says, the key to a great favor to ask is a particular definable question whose answer cannot be found on Google and can be answered easily in a paragraph or so via email.
Such things don't exist.
All right. Well, let's break it down.
All right.
If you're going to ask a favor from somebody, she says it should be specific.
Yeah, you need to ask a question that should be tailored to the person and not open-ended, right?
Yeah, right.
For instance, if I say, can I pick your brain? It's way too vague.
Yep.
And it's asking way too much of someone. And by the way, it implies I'd like to do that for free.
Yeah, no. No, you cannot pick my brain.
That's
right?
A non-starter for most people. You're better off saying something like this. What advice do you have for someone who wants to break into the finance arena like yourself?
That's very specific.
Yeah.
What is the question? I know a lot of times we get, people want to get on our calendar and, I just want to have a meeting. Well, okay, well, what's it about? And the more specific you are in the beginning, will open the door. Also let us know for sure, like, this is something I can do or can't do, and how much time should I allot to it. So instead of saying, can I pick your brain, what advice do you have for someone who wants to break into finance like yourself?
All right. The next one is debatable. It is that it should be non-Googleable.
Which means don't ask somebody a question you can look up the answer for yourself.
Duh.
That.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Right?
That was extreme discipline on your part.
That really was. I get a lot of questions. People will come to us. I'm like, look it up. That's what I'm going to have to do is look it up. But, let me stop what I'm doing and look that up for you. The example she says is, what open jobs does your company have? Which is something that you could easily look up online on their job board, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a piece of information, a phone number, a website, an answer to a question.
What time does that event start? Look it up.
Right? Look
or
it,
something less
right?
rude.
You had to send the message. I mean, it's probably just as easy to ask Google or ask Siri, you know, what time does it start? So make sure that if you're asking somebody a question that it's not something you could have looked up yourself.
If you're looking for a yes in asking people for career favors, make them a brief. It should be short.
Yeah, she says many of, you know, the requests, if you're going to send something out to somebody, they should be able to answer it without having to spend an hour crafting a response, mm-hmm. you know, doing some research and replying back and figuring it all out. You know, I'll get somebody who sends me, you know, an email with like 30, not 30, but maybe five different pieces of information on it.
And then you have to number the, right? the responses.
Yes. She says, if the person seems excited to chat with you, she says you can ask to meet in person. But if somebody does say yes, keep in mind that you're working around their schedule, not yours. And you should be traveling to a place that's easy for them to get you to. If you asked for the meeting, you make it easy for them to meet.
And if you meet at a coffee shop, buy them the coffee. If you meet at a steakhouse, buy them the steak. You know, it's a common courtesy. When you call for a meeting and you are looking for information and or favors, it is a common courtesy to be the one who expresses gratitude for the expense involved by,
right?
If
you're
by
not,
offering.
If you're not paying for their counseling services, their consultative services, you should at least be paying for their coffee.
Something.
Or their lunch, right?
Yeah.
Or bring them a gift even. You know, even if it's because they're doing you a favor in meeting with you. You've
right.
asked for a favor. Now let's pay it forward a little bit. In fact, she says that every favor should come with a gift. That gift meaning you bought me coffee.
Right.
That meant maybe you sent a fruit basket, a bottle of wine, right? Something, you know, bring them a book, a little, kind of like the hostess gift world. Remember when you used
Absolutely.
To bring hostess gifts
yes.
to people if they invited you to dinner, invited you to their home?
I would do that all the time.
How am I supposed to respond to that? Like, do I call you out on that? Do I just let that
really
go?
I was really bad with hostess gifts. Angel taught me what a hostess gift was.
Okay. So, yeah, when you say stuff like that, people think that you really do, and then you don't. And so how do I respond to that?
Well, I do now.
When was the last time you took a hostess gift to somebody?
I don't remember.
You don't remember, but you do now.
Yeah.
You do now, but I don't remember when.
I believe in the concept.
The concept. I believe in the concept. Mm-hmm. And so she says one of her most memorable favors she ever got was when a reader of her blog emailed her to say her friend was a big fan of her writing. Would I consider doing a birthday shout out on my blog to her? She said it actually made her day that she and her friend thought so highly of my blog, and it was such a cool way to make someone feel special on their birthday. So she said yes. She said that super unique favor ended up opening a great line of communication between all three of us. She actually got together in person with the woman whose birthday it was in New York a few years later. And
nice.
So it actually ended up, you know, kind of a win-win for everybody.
It doesn't matter what business you're in the relationship business, and those little favors do add up, and they can open doors for you. But make sure that you ask favors that are simple, succinct, and
non-Googleable.
Non-Googleable. That's a thing.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
It is a thing. And, you know, and also think about, you know, are you putting somebody in an awkward position by them honoring this favor for you? So don't ask anybody to do something that's unethical, a little bit on the gray area.
Immoral.
Right?
Yeah.
Crossing the line. You know, make it, if you're going to ask somebody a favor, make it a good favor that will be easy for them to say yes to.
And don't forget to pay it back one way or the other. Well, I'll tell you, you know, the concepts here that we just talked about can actually link people together much better than just, you know, trying to wing it on your own and do your own thing. Connect with people. We talk about collaboration all the time here on the program, and we think that it is a wise piece of advice altogether. All right. That is it for today. Thank you for tuning in to this, the Home of Positive Business Talk. On behalf of Angel, myself, Chad, our producer, and all the people that make the program happen every single day, we say thank you for tuning in. Lord willing, we'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, please have a fantastic rest of your day.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,